KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news today, accused murderer Sean Purdy has switched defense counsel and will no longer be represented by the Amador County Public Defender's Office as he faces charges that he killed his father. In a brief court appearance Thursday morning, visiting Judge Bobby McNatt approved a substitution of attorney motion, allowing the law firm of Dalton and Liu to take over for the public-appointed defender. Dalton and Liu have offices in San Francisco and Berkeley, and both of the firm's partners, Marvin Liu and Matthew Dalton, will be representing Purdy. Purdy has been held in the Amador County Jail since January of this year, following a manhunt in the Lake Tahoe area after the death of his father at the family home in Pine Grove New Year's Day. The legal proceedings have advanced very slowly this year. Following an arraignment and entering a plea of not guilty, Purdy has appeared, mostly by video conference, for a series of pre-preliminary hearings, 9 in all, where little happens beyond the scheduling of the next hearing. Sean Purdy's next court appearance is scheduled for October 22nd.
Well, now that it appears the Pine Grove Conservation Camp has escaped the budget acts for another year, what should the future hold for the facility? Writing in the Juvenile Justice Info Exchange, policy researchers Mike Males and Selena Tehe advance a new proposal for the Pine Grove Camp. They propose that a state-local government partnership be set up, funded through up to $13 million, with a facility run jointly by local governments like Amador County and the California Conservation Corps and CAL FIRE. Wards would work alongside civilian crews during work hours, but return to the camp at night. The report also proposes that juvenile crew members be paid the state minimum wage, $12 an hour or $25,000 a year, with deductions for room and board. The independent researchers believe the Pine Grove Camp could serve as a model pilot program for the rest of California's juvenile justice system. Now, a combo of a dramatic decrease in juvenile crew and COVID-19 has greatly reduced the number of juvenile inmates in California over the last two decades, meaning smaller program-oriented facilities rather than large-scale mass incarceration can be the focus of the juvenile justice system. For a link to the full article, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.
Well, Caltrans is reminding motorists that the full closure of Highway 50 began at 3 o'clock this morning and will continue for up to 2 weeks during major construction work on the Echo Summit Side Hill Viaduct. The full closure is anticipated through October 2nd, while 7 precast, pre-stressed 96-foot bridge girders are installed. This project is replacing the existing bridge, which was built in 1939, with one that meets current seismic and safety standards. It includes $5.2 million in funding from Senate Bill 1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act of 2017. State Highways 89, 88, 49, and 16 will be used as the detour route. The detour adds about 35 miles each way from Southlake to Sacramento. During the construction, Amador County roads will experience additional traffic. The construction project started in May of 2019 and is part of a Senate Bill 1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act of 2017.
And the Calaveras marijuana team had a busy 3 days last week. September 9th, a search warrant at an illegal marijuana cultivation site off Savage Way in Burson uncovered an illegal marijuana manufacturing and retail operation. Now, the operation included the manufacturing of cannabis edibles and other products in unsanitary conditions and violations of cannabis retail regulations. Deputies seized no less than 1,360 grams of concentrated marijuana products, 27 growing marijuana plants, nearly a pound of processed marijuana. The combined value of the concentrated marijuana products, processed marijuana, and potential yield from the plants estimated to exceed $97,000. Now, the Calaveras Sheriff's Office say that marijuana edibles are sold on the legal and illegal market. The edibles often resume non-marijuana food or candy items, may be attractive to children, leading to accidental ingestion. And there have been many cases of this happening. Now, on September 10th, a search warrant off Pine Ridge Lane and Mountain Ranch turned up 320 growing marijuana plants, estimated value exceeding $224,000. Then, on September 11th, the search warrant served off Vista Way and Moak Hill. Deputies seized 371 growing marijuana plants, nearly 3 pounds of processed marijuana, estimated value exceeding $261,000. Then also on the 11th, an unrelated search warrant served off Wells Fargo Station Road and Railroad Flat, yielding 101 growing marijuana plants, estimated value exceeding $70,000. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations to call the Sheriff's Office Anonymous Marijuana Tip Line at 754-6870.
And with the time running out for the U.S. Census, Amador and Calaveras households are being asked to step up. Now, the Census Bureau updates its list of households that have responded daily. And it's possible that a census taker will still visit your address as part of the quality assurance program, even if you may have already responded. Now, the public is encouraged to answer the door and cooperate with census takers as they follow up. If a census taker has left a notice of their visit, you can respond online or by using the census ID provided on the notice. Again, you have until the end of this month, September 30th. Now, for more details, go online at 2020census.gov.
Well, Governor Newsom signed two more bills into law yesterday, adding to his worker protection package legislation. SB 1159 expands access to workers' comp for those who test positive for coronavirus due to an outbreak at work. Now, the legislation will provide the support they need, including necessary medical care and wage replacement benefits. Additionally, the bill establishes a rebuttal presumption for workers where there's a workplace outbreak over a 14-day time frame. And AB 685 ensures timely notification to employees and local and state public health officials of COVID-19 cases at workplaces, aiding workers in taking necessary precautions like seeking testing, getting medical help, or complying with quarantine directives. Employers must also report known cases to employees who may have been exposed to COVID-19 within one business day. Now, in recent weeks, Newsom has enacted other components of this package, including legislation that ensured access to paid sick leave, along with funding for worker and employee outreach, education, and enforcement activities related to COVID-19.
And Corona can't shut down creativity. That's why Amador Arts is putting on an online art show titled Mask Up, which brings together fashion, safety, and creativity. Masks can be used to celebrate heritage, style, and commitment to a safer Amador. So spotlight your personality and express yourself. Anyone is welcome to enter and create a mask that expresses their individual talents. Painting, sculpting, writing, crafts, collage, whatever it may be, there is no deadline for submission as the show will run throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. There's no cost to enter. There's a signed entry form you do need to submit. But for more details, visit amadorarts.org/maskup.
And Jackson Fire Department once again has teamed up with Amador Stars to raise funds to support local cancer patients. Now, this is the 8th year the fire department has been doing so, selling shirts to raise funds that are in turn used to provide cancer patients resources in Amador County to support their journey. And as I've been telling you guys, these are the same shirts the Jackson Fire Department's very own firefighters wear throughout the month of October. So you can be dressed just like our firefighters. Aaron May at JB's Award has set up an online store for the department featuring many styles of shirts and hoodies. You can make your purchase by going to supportourstars.itemorder.com, purchasing directly from there. Again, that site, supportourstars.itemorder.com. Now, we keep telling you guys about this. The deadline is this Monday, the 20th. Make your order as soon as possible. The department hopes to raise thousands of dollars for Amador Stars this year. Please help the fire department by supporting this great cause. Look good while doing it.
What? When did you say the deadline is?
September 20th, which is actually Sunday. Excuse me, Sunday.
Okay, good. And don't forget, the 21st annual Celebrate Life Art Auction is coming up tonight virtually right here on KVGC on our Facebook page, on the Hospice Facebook page. It all starts at 6 o'clock straight from the picturesque Carmare Winery, hosted by Frank Halverson and Tammy Beilstein, along with Jim Spinetta and Wendy Mathis. And again, we're going to raise a lot of money for Hospice of Amador and Calaveras. And again, join us here for that. Again, that's at 6 o'clock tonight. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.